Hey, follower of Jesus, do you have a hard time accepting God's love and believing he is good to you and not just good to others? Do you have a hard time forgiving those who hurt you? Do you wrestle with feelings of anxiety, racing thoughts, burnout, and feel like you are at the end of your rope? Do you find yourself being in pain and stuck in the past? Or maybe this one. Do you constantly question whether it's God's voice or your feelings? If so, you are welcome here and you're in the right spot. In this podcast, you will learn how to go from knowing God's word to believing God's word. I will teach you how to hear from God, discern God's voice, process emotions and feelings, let go of control, and trust God despite what you are going through. And most importantly, how to feel again, which means walk through your pain and feelings with the Father instead of running from them. We are a spirit, have a soul, and live in a body. God cares about your body, and so do I. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place, a safe place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I was burned out, surviving, living by what I felt in the moment, and believed God was good, but that I was too far gone. I didn't trust God with my daily life or my basic needs, only my eternity. I believed so many lies, like my body was a tool I was to use to feel loved, and that I had to strive in everything I did to prove to others I was worthy of their acceptance and approval. I allowed the pain of my past to dictate my future and keep me stuck in the present moment. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. I am loved by a God whose love doesn't change despite when my feelings changed. What I knew about God and his love slowly transformed my heart. And I am here to share all of that with you. If he did it for me, he will and is ready to do it for you. Hey, friend, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Jessica Hoddle. I'm your host, or maybe this is your first time. Welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. Today, you're going to be hearing from Brittany. She is actually somebody who is inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship, and we have spent a couple months together now, and she was ready to share her testimony, but most importantly, her experience inside of the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. And she really shares, if you're on the fence, about why you should join us inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. But in this episode, you're specifically going to hear kind of her struggle with feeling like she had to always do more, pray more, read more. And she shares a pivotal moment with the revelation that she received by listening to some of the lessons inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get to this interview with Brittany, who I'm just have the honor and privilege to be able to come alongside and mentor inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. Brittany, I am so excited that you are here. You're just going to share your testimony and most importantly, your kind of journey inside of the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. You have been with us for, I feel like a couple months now, isn't it? Inside of Voxer and texting and the thread and also inside of the community as well. So why don't you just give us a little bit of your story before you joined the Spiritual Growth Mentorship?
So I was raised in a Christian home. I went to church, small groups, camps, all the things, but I wasn't a Christian and I knew that. And then in college, I stopped going to church and then fast forward, got married, had two kids. And 3 years ago, basically, I kind of got to my bottom point. Everything had kind of fallen apart, just some hard things. Not everything fell apart, but just my husband had had a couple health issues, and I was caring for two young children at home, and they have a couple of different special needs, and it was just a struggle. Life was hard, and it was at my bottom point that I thought, I just can't do this anymore. Like, this is really, really hard. And the world tells you, you can pull yourself up by your bootstraps and just try harder and work harder and you'll be successful. And I tried all the things and it didn't work. And it was basically at that bottom point that God met me in my absolute brokenness and revealed to me who he was and showed me that he would be there for me, that he is my source of peace and hope and healing, and that he is all I will ever need, and that I didn't need to chase the things of the world anymore to bring satisfaction or to change my circumstances to feel peace, that he was my source.
Mm-hmm. I think you're in good company, because I think a lot of us, and I mean, my hand's raised when it comes to chasing things and feeling like you could do and had to do everything, especially when it comes to like work, just work, just work, just work, just do the things, show up, just even when it comes, I feel like inside the Christian circle of go to church, read your Bible, pray, you know, it becomes kind of this checklist. I got to do it so I can be better. Right. Mm-hmm. And my, you know, my next question is, with your story before and where you were, what was it like then coming inside the spiritual growth mentorship? Like, what lesson maybe stood out to you, or what, how do you feel like the lessons were just played this role, right, in your continuing journey in your relationship with God?
Yeah. So if I can back up just for a second. So before joining, I would read my Bible and study and learn a lot about God and try to implement what I learned to the best of my ability. But there seemed to be a bit of a disconnect in that there were a few things that I struggled with, like misplaced identity, shame, guilt, and pain. And I'm sure some other things, but those are the top ones that I can think of right now. So, you know, as I said before, the world tells you that, especially American culture, I think, and we, especially as women, believe a lot of lies, and that we, that the definition of success is looking a certain way and maintaining a certain body and your family looking all put together and your children being healthy and are they well disciplined and, you know, just all these things. And when you're not able to live up to that, or, you know, you feel like a failure and you feel hopeless. But the thing is that that's the world's definition of success. And so God basically kindly revealed to me that I'm going to take some of these things from you because this is not good for you. It's bondage. And I came to free you from all of that. And this is the way that I want you to live. And you are my child. Like, you don't need to seek validation through anyone else but me. But I had a very difficult time living that out and understanding exactly what identity is. So when I joined the spiritual growth mentorship, I basically was at a point just before that the Lord had kindly showed me that I had a lot of pain and that I was trying to mask it in different ways and that it just kept resurfacing. And he basically showed me, hey, I want to help you with this. I want to help heal you because it's kind of getting in the way of our relationship. But I didn't know exactly how to deal with it. And so within the spiritual growth mentorship, the very first lesson, who you are in Christ, and who God is, that really just solidified what I had read in the Bible, but also reminded me again that our hope and our security and our identity is found in Jesus and everything that he has done on the cross. And it's not because of anything we have done or will do. It's not because of our striving. It has nothing to do with our works. It has everything to do with him and what he has accomplished on the cross. And if I am made right with God, just like that verse says, if God is for me, who can be against me? I don't need to strive anymore. I need to live from a place of security and love, knowing that I have this relationship with the Creator and that He loves me deeply. And that's all I need.
I think that's really beautiful, to be honest, because sometimes we feel like it takes so long to get a revelation, or that the possibility of what could be a revelation. And I think that for me, sometimes we over spiritualize things, you know, and we look for these big moments, but sometimes it can just be a word, right? In a season, you know, maybe it's listening, like you said, to a lesson and thinking, okay, yeah, misplaced identity was something that I was really wrestling with. And then, you know, here I am. The first lesson is it's all about God's love, right? And loving God, because those are two different things, like receiving God's love, but us also learning to love God, which was super important for me to include in the spiritual growth mentorship. So to kind of sum it up in maybe one sentence before joining, what do you think your biggest struggle was?
It's kind of a few things. I would say that it was pain from my past that further led me to live out a misplaced identity, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say, like when you were going through the lessons, what was your biggest revelation inside the spiritual growth internship?
You know, I learned quite a few things, but one of the things that stood out to me recently is that this is so simple, but you mentioned God doesn't change, so we must change. And I know that, I knew that God does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But especially in the beginning of when I just became a believer, God slowly started to reveal things to me. And I had a really hard time accepting them. I thought, you know, for 30 plus years, I lived as a non-believer, and those roots run deep. The lies of the world and the patterns of behavior that you create over time that are not necessarily, well, they're not living by the truth. You know, as the Bible says, the heart is deceitful, who can understand it? And that's absolutely true. But when you first become a believer, it's hard because, you know, you relied on yourself in the past. And now the Lord is telling me to trust Him and not myself. And making that leap of faith and choosing to trust Him anyway and deny myself, that's hard, but it's also very necessary. And that can be scary too, because, especially when you're a new believer, it's all you've ever known. And so when the Lord reveals something to you, are you going to trust Him? Are you going to trust in His character and His nature and who He says He is and the fact that He's never failed, not once? Or are you going to trust yourself? Because I know myself, I can be fickle. You know, I think we all are. And it's just, that was a big revelation to me, even though it's so simple, but it was so impactful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that, again, we kind of want this big revelation. And sometimes, like you said, like you're just saying, it's sometimes it's just a word, something that you feel like you've known forever, but you hear it a different way, at least for me anyways, you hear it a different way or in a different version, or somebody teaches it differently. And you're just like, that makes sense. You know, like it almost, it's almost like it clicks. So the last question I really just want to ask you is, I know that there are probably a lot of women, you know, that have related to your story through this, even after. And one of the things is they might be on the fence. They might be thinking, how is this different? Why does this matter? And for somebody that's on the fence, what would you encourage them and tell them if they are on the fence about joining the Spiritual Growth Mentorship?
I would say that if you're like me, I got to a point where I just felt like I was kind of stuck and I was doing the things that I thought you know, reading my Bible, going to church, all of, you know, things that would be considered good things, but yet I still felt like there was a barrier, or there was just something getting in the way of my relationship with the Lord. And I knew that he had revealed to me that I had a lot of pain, and I didn't know how to process that. And a lot of times those things are very raw, and sharing them with someone can leave you very vulnerable. And it depends on your life situation. But at the time, I really didn't have many close people nearby to discuss things with. So coming across the spiritual growth mentorship, it was a way to listen to God's word in a different manner. You present things in a way that's really easy to understand, and it resonates. And the homework is very helpful and thought-provoking to help you just kind of write through your feelings and thoughts. And it was a good way to connect with women who are going through some of the same things in a safe place. So I would say, if you're like me before I joined, if nothing changes, then you're still stuck in the same place. So what do you have to lose? To be honest, it's been very helpful to process through my pain and emotions, and just to understand it more from your point of view, and some of the ladies within the Voxer thread sharing their thoughts and how it's impacting them. It's just been really helpful. So I would say that if you're on the fence, just do it. It's really helpful. And what do you have to lose?
Brittany, thank you so much for just taking the time to share your story and some of your testimony and the things that you wrestled with. You know, I know it takes bravery to share and be honest with people that don't even really know you, you know, because vulnerability feels really risky to kind of open yourself up. So I love having you in the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. Thank you for sharing with others who might be on the fence. And I'm just grateful that you're here.
Thank you so much, Jess. I really appreciate it.
Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wished I could get rid of the pain that I felt, yet I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust Him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes, but it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day, not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God? a place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved. A place where you feel like you didn't have to hide. Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started, and I'll see you there, friend.